Rebuttal to argument in favor of Proposition 50. The wrong path. No on Prop 50. We know American democracy is on fire, but accelerating gerrymandering only adds fuel. Politicians are seizing this crisis to justify a power grab. Prop 50 does not defend our democracy. Prop 50 is not a magic pill to cure the nation's ills. It claims to protect democracy, yet diminishes our community's voices and is ineffective against any overreach of presidential power. Vote no. California gerrymandering allowed the legislature to draw partisan seats without transparency or citizen input, solely to protect incumbents. By 2001, the government was gridlocked, with legislators held hostage to the extremes of their parties. Voters rose up and handed line drawing over to citizens, resulting in competitive districts. Previously, safe seats now must be earned. Better representation. Women in the legislature doubled. Asian representation tripled. Black representation nearly doubled. And Latino seats grew by 8%. Government for the people. With more moderate representatives, the legislature passed bipartisan legislation working for the interests of all Californians. We the people. Districts do not belong to either party. They belong to the people. But party bosses want to call the shots. Again, no to a pay-to-play system. Prop 50 says this is temporary, yet the legislature will bypass the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission again in 2028, 2030, and perhaps beyond. Don't be fooled. Legislators drew this map behind closed doors for you to rubber stamp. It is not your choice. Vote no on partisan gerrymandering. Vote no on Prop 50. Cynthia Dye, Rotating Chair, First Citizens Redistricting Commission. Jean Rea, Rotating Chair, First Citizens Redistricting Commission. Jody Filkins Weber, Rotating Chair, First Citizens Redistricting Commission.